you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Christmas time is unique. It's a time for believers to reflect on the Savior and all He has done for us. It's also a time for others who are questioning their beliefs or who might not practice their beliefs regularly to ask themselves about what is really important in life, how Jesus Christ affects them or their loved ones. In December, churches are more populated than normal. People seem to smile more often or perform acts of kindness for those around them. This is the spirit of Christ, or the spirit of Christmas, and it is because He was born and came to earth and taught us by His example how to love and live that we celebrate this beautiful season. This is the perfect time to reach out to a neighbor, family member, friend, or even a stranger and share with them this wonderful message. Well, starting on November 29th, Mormon.org is launching an all-new worldwide campaign for the season called A Savior is Born. Under the direction of the First Presidency and the Quorum of the Twelve, this new initiative aims to have members all over the world share their witness that the Savior was born and lives today to help and heal us. There will be a website available that will explain the elements of the campaign and how you can get involved, as well as videos and other content to view and share in 29 languages. Stephen Allen, the managing director of the LDS Missionary Department, is very integral to this campaign and is joining us over the phone today to discuss it. Thank you so much for taking time out.
Thank you. Happy to be with you.
So what are the main messages of this initiative?
Well, this 2015 Christmas initiative focuses really on the reality and the importance of the birth of Jesus Christ for all of God's children. It features what we call a hero video, which is about 2 minutes in length, featuring children from around the world quoting scriptural prophecies about the birth of the Savior and how His birth and life bless us today. So we're really, really excited about this. I think that this is the fourth video of this genre that we've done. We did the first one at Easter time 2 years ago. It was called Because of Him. Last Easter, we did one called Because He Lives. A year ago at Christmas, we did one called He is the Gift, and now this one, A Savior is Born, I think is destined to be the favorite so far.
What do you think sets this one apart?
Well, I think there's several things. First of all, it's only 2 minutes in length. We've shortened it, and second of all, the children that are in this video, this features children talking about the Savior and quoting scriptures about this that tell the story that helps really people understand why He was born.
Who do you hope will listen to and respond to these messages?
Well, you know, obviously we produce these messages in a way that they're understandable to people who are not of our faith. And that's our principal target audience, are people who are not members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I think it will have not only a big impact on them, but it will also be very broadly used by members of the church. When you do a Christmas message like this, I think it's a time of year, like you said in your introduction, where people are very focused on the Savior and wanting to reach out to their friends and neighbors and share something, and this could be a part of their gift.
Two videos that are a part of this campaign. One is animated and one is live action with kind of a global feel. How were those conceived? How did those come to be?
Well, our media team is constantly working on trying to communicate the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. And this is done primarily through a really talented team of producers and writers. Part of them come from the publishing services department of the church, and we also have a very talented advertising agency in Bonneville Communications, commonly known as Boncom, and they conceive these. They write them, they polish them, they polish some more, and produce them.
Well, they no doubt turn out beautifully. How will missionaries be involved, and how can members use them as a resource?
Well, if we tackle missionaries first, missionaries will have pass-along cards directing people to the website. They will, those who are using digital devices will have the video on those devices that they can show. And we anticipate that this will become their one of their central messages throughout the Christmas season, whoever they're talking to. The video is short enough that they could show it to a person on the street or in a park. People, I think, will get excited about it. I think it'll create a buzz. They'll probably have people stopping them and asking them to share it. And the same is true of members. When members, after members have seen the video, it comes up at the end of November, then they'll tend to really latch onto it and want to share it with their friends and neighbors, fellow co-workers, casual acquaintances. The end of the video references the Mormon.org website, and that's where the second video resides. It's an animation that really focuses on why the birth of Jesus Christ is important and relevant in our lives today. Then there's a lot of other ongoing social media things that will be happening on Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus and Instagram, sharing a number of other pieces. So we anticipate a lot of people are going to come across this.
What do you hope that people feel when they watch this?
Well, you know, the nature of Christmas has changed over the years, and for many people, it's a time of hectic, busy, gift-giving, buying, shopping, parties, you know, not much time to reflect. And our hope is that the tone of this video will cause people to sit down and reflect about the Savior and his life and come to understand why he was born. If you understand why he was born, it makes all the difference for Christmas. And, getting away from the busyness of the world and finding a time to reflect on who you are and what your beliefs are and the Savior himself and his mission is a very powerful thing.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out to speak with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Again, the new Christmas campaign, A Savior is Born, will be launching online on November 29th at christmas.mormon.org. with videos and other shareable content available in several languages. The quote of the day comes from Elder Dallin H. Oakes. He said, "The world needs a Savior. All people need to be cleansed from the effects of sin and to return to the presence of God. Jesus Christ is the light and the life of the world." I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.